Welcome to PHPV Weekly, episode number 164. My name is Sam Thompson. And Phil, you going to chime in?
Hello.
Are you going to say actually Phil or Phil Crum or I Wisdom List because you got your teeth removed?
Yeah, you can call me any of them.
Okay, so so there's Phil, who is no longer Wisdom. Wisdomless in that. So, we got today on PHPV Weekly, we're going to be talking about a little bit of 3.0.8. I'm going to be making sure everyone's looking at Area 51. We're going to look at GitHub a little bit and how you can get involved. And Phil has prepared a special mod and style of the week.
Back by popular demand.
That's right. Okay, so 3.0.8 is coming along. You guys can look at the Jira tracker. We got bug fixes. Lots of neat little bug fixes here and there. No IE7 emulation, stuff like that. And hopefully we'll see an RC soon. And then, that's 3.0.8 until it comes out. Hopefully we'll have more to talk about when that comes out and all our nightmares of... we can share horror stories of upgrading from our long stretch between PL 3.0.7, PL1 to 3.0.8, because I know I installed a lot of mods on my boards. All right, so next we got Area 51. We still have the RFC process going on. Here, let me get to that real quick. All right, so the 3.0.2 board RFC patches and discussion is up. It's been up for a while. That's receiving a little bit of attention right now because, you know, people are starting to post there a little more. You know, some interesting RFCs are going on there. Then, of course, we have the RFCs for 4.0 still kind of moving along. Not as much activity going on there, but they're really fun to read. did you submit any yet?
I have submitted a hook request, but no RFCs as of yet. You've submitted a couple, haven't you?
Yeah, I didn't think I did any in 3.2, but I did do two in the 4.0. I did reinventing the admin control panel, which I'm kind of proposing a really fun system of icons where, like, it looks like it almost resembles your desktop. And so instead of an admin control panel interface, you have more of like a, you know, you have more kind of an icon type interface, and you can click on the folders to go into the subsections. So, like, all your board setting icons are in one folder, and it's kind of neat. And then your windows where you can configure stuff kind of comes up in an Ajax window, floating div layer or something. And my other one was a report system improvements. You know, where you can like have stuff like status or reports and things like that. Phil, if you were to submit an RFC, what would you do?
Probably the thing that would be most important for me. Are we talking 3.2 or 4.0?
It doesn't matter at this point.
For 3.2, one of the things I'd really like, which I think it's actually probably in one of the RFC forms already, if I had to guess, is a revamp of the way warnings are handled right now. Because I have recently, for a client, had to try to add on to the warning system a little bit, and it gets the job done, but it's not exactly extensible. Actually, overall, what I'd really like to see, and it looks like PHPBV4, whenever it comes to term in a couple of years, is going to help with that, is make the entire process a lot more modular. So right now it fits pretty well into the forum paradigm, but PHPBB has a lot of neat things like the BB code engine, to a lesser extent the posting engine and the template engine, that I'd really like to be able to use outside of just the context of PHPBB.
Yeah, that's kind of neat. I mean, I build a lot of websites from PHPBB, and I really wish it was modular in that it can work both as a forum and a framework for your website.
Yeah, because if you break it down, a forum or any other website is just the sum of the collective parts. And, like, recently I had to write a user system, which wasn't particularly fun, and I would be pretty pleased if I was able to use something that I'm already familiar with without having to use an extraordinary amount of effort to get it so it can work independently. I know there is a post on phpbb.com for in Mod Writers discussions probably for making the template engine work outside of the context of phpbb, and I would like to see more suggestions for implementation and actual implementations of systems that can just be dropped in and included elsewhere. And perhaps you can correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding is, particularly with 4.0, by switching to Symfony, the whole idea is to make it so it's more of a system composed of modules that are can operate independently instead of a system that's so intertwined you couldn't possibly use a lot of it if you ever wanted to.
Yeah, that's what I'm like about Symfony, because it comes with a doctrine. You know, we were talking about that before the show a little bit. And then Twig, which is a template engine. And those are pretty neat, because you can use those independently on your own. You can download the package right now and use them, but PHPV will be using them. So, you know, once all the modders kind of transfer over to that level of implementation, then, you know, it'd be really easy to start building stuff around. You know, start building a site on top of PHP or PHPV or around it.
Exactly. The familiarity you get with the components, you could apply to things outside of PHPBB. Because right now we see a lot of people who are trying to build websites out of PHPBB, which I like the system, but anybody who's tried to do it can say that it isn't the perfect system for building a website most of the time. And in the future, hopefully, that will take a different direction so you can build a website out of the components of PHPBB, even if, for example, you want to build a website that has nothing to do with a forum.
Yeah, I've done that before just for the user system, because I've liked the way that PHPBB kind of handles groups and permissions. And so I built it and I hid the forum somewhere just so I can use the ACP for the users and stuff. And, you know, it worked, but it was just it was stupidly complex, and it was just kind of, yeah. But and it's really neat to be able to participate in these RFC sections, and because we're kind of, development is pushing more for the getting involved. And that kind of leads me to the next topic, which is GitHub. So Git is a version control system we pretty much all know by now, but GitHub is their tagline is social coding. And that's kind of what we're doing here with PHPBB, and that's what the development team has decided to go for. And you can get involved with development in PHPBB by forking the repository or the branch, you know, to your personal GitHub account. You can modify code and push to your online version, and then you can send a pull request to the development team, and they can review your code and decide whether or not they can add it in there. And so that's really neat for people who are wanting to get involved with PHPBB development. And, you know, you can start with, you know, just, you know, trying to fix bugs and submit them to, submit a pull request to the development team. And you never know where it will go from there.
And that also, am I right in saying that there are several other PHPBB subprojects, I guess you could call them, on GitHub at the moment?
Yes. The mod team, I know specifically, we've started to move all our stuff over to GitHub. Like, let's go look at it real quick. Hey, we got, you know, the customization database has been moved over. Let me just get to GitHub real quick.
Yeah, it looks like there's Titania, the customization database, the mod pre-validator, AutoMod, UMIL for the mod team.
UMIL.
UMIL.
Yeah.
And then one of the projects I'm involved in on the support team, the support toolkit, will be moving to GitHub.
Looks like it's already there, created 3 hours ago.
We'll probably have it migrated by the time this episode is released. It is October 30th today, and we're currently planning it. So by the time this episode is released in a couple of days, it should hopefully be on GitHub. And Sam, since you're a little bit more familiar with Git than I am, let's say I found a bug in PHPBB or Titania or something like that, and I wanted to fix it.
Okay, well,
assuming I'm, you know, basically a little bit familiar with Git, how would I go about doing that?
Okay, so you know, first off, you'd want to make sure that you do have a GitHub account, and that's really easy to do. It's free; just sign up for it. Then what you'd do is you'd visit the github.com/phpbb. You would click on the project or the repository that you'd like to fork or you'd like to modify a little bit, and then you will have a clone of it on your personal GitHub. What you will then do is on your computer, where you do your actual development work, you're going to want to clone your copy. And then you can do your modification to it. You can create a new branch and basically, you know, work on it. You can get it to where it works. You push it back to your copy. And then what you do is there's a little button where you can send a pull request. And I can't find it right now, but I'm sure after... because a pull request works, is it actually sends a message to the development team. It says, you know, hey, look, I got my code that, you know, that will fix this bug or whatever. Can you pull it and merge it with the main branch? And the development team will decide whether or not it's good enough to be on there. And a lot of times it is. So they will pull it and merge it with your stuff. I mean, with the PHPV stuff, and then it will be released in the next release.
So basically, just to sum that up to see if I'm understanding it right, you fork the repository for yourself, so you have your own fork of the repository.
That's correct.
You create a branch that identifies whatever you want to do, like name it bug 123, feature 123, whatever the corresponding ticket or some identifying thing is.
The branch name is really just for it's just for show, really.
Okay.
It's just to make sure that you know what it is and what they will know what it is when they go and look at it.
And then you check it out on your computer, do your work, commit to it, push back to your branch on GitHub, and then send a pull request for your branch. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
All right. And for those of you who are not familiar with Git, we will include a link in the episode summary as well, but... there is an excellent free online book called ProGit, which is available on progit.org/book, which does an excellent job of summarizing the basics of Git and then some more complex things like branching and things like that. And GitHub as well also has several guides to working with Git that I'll also include a link to that. For me, as somebody who's recently decided to migrate from SVN to Git on some of my personal projects, they really help with the learning curve a bit, because I know we've discussed Git ad nauseum in the past, but the entire mentality with using a Git or a distributed version control system is a lot different than SVN, and there is a learning curve, and it does take a lot of getting used to, but for a project like this, after a while, you really do begin to see... how much better it fits in with the way things work. Would you agree?
Yeah,
with that?
I completely agree. SVN is, it worked for the purposes that it did, but you don't have that level of community interactions you do with this. And Git is actually, it's really simple once you understand it. And there's a good video called Getting Git. I don't know if someone has put in a blog post yet, but we also will include a link to that for you guys.
All right, so I think that is actually everything we have with Git. So I will move on to my section of the show, which is the Back by Popular Demand Mod and Style of the Week. We originally were not planning to continue the Mod and Style of the Week and just let them die along with the old podcast, but... in the release notes for episode 163, we had several requests to bring it back. So without further ado, first incarnation of this new edition of Mod Style of the Week. Our style of the week is called Quasar, which was released yesterday on October 29th, and it is yet another rocket-themed style. And I hate to plug these particular... styles all the time, but they really are wonderful styles, and it's available free under the GPL, and we'll include a link to it, and it's a little bit different than most normal PHPBB styles, I guess, in that it's a two-column, and it's broken up a little bit differently than usual, and the base color is bright green, which is not something you see every day, I suppose. And the mod of the week is... one moment, I need to find the Firefox tab. Is Precise Similar Topics 2 by VSE. And this was our 2010 Summer of Mods contest winner, and it's quite a fully featured mod. This mod will display a list of similar slash related topics at the bottom of your threads based on finding the most relevant matching topic titles. So it brings the feature that is tremendously common on most blogs and things like that to your forum, which can be quite valuable, and especially if your users are typically from search engines or something like that, getting them to stay on your website. So is there anything you'd like to add about either of those, Sam?
Nothing that you haven't already said already. It's
all right.
I do like the rocket theme though. They often, you know, the rocket. Sorry, I guess I lost my name for it, but they do make good styles, and they're really nicely done.
And more importantly, too, they're also usable, which.
Yeah.
If you go through the styles database, one of the problems is that this isn't a knock on styles authors or anything, but a lot of styles work pretty nice, but or look pretty nice, but when you start actually trying to use them day to day, they have tiny little annoyances that become magnified very quickly.
Especially like high contrast styles where it's hard on the eyes after looking at it for more than about 10 minutes, and yeah, just kind of strange stuff like that.
Yeah, it's little things like that that get to you. So, anyway, it looks as if that will conclude episode 164 of PHBBB Weekly. Before we finish, I would like to, one, take this opportunity to apologize for the fact that this episode is so long in coming. Sam and I had some time commitments over the last couple of weeks that prevented us from being able to schedule a time to record this episode. And then, as Sam alluded to at the beginning of the show, I had the fortune of having my wisdom teeth out a couple of days ago, which put me out of commission in terms of being able to talk for a while. But we are hopefully up back in action, and this should be the return of more frequent PHBBB weekly episodes. As I stressed at the end of episode 163, currently this podcast is weekly in name only, in that it will be published on a semi-less frequent basis. Sam and I are hoping to switch to a bi-weekly basis at some point in the near future once we have the format nailed down a little bit more and have things flowing a little bit better.
Yeah,
go ahead.
We're also we also do apologize that it isn't on iTunes yet again, because what we're doing is we're trying to get it moved from the old Amazon S3 service that they had running, and we're going to put it on an OSU OSL server or something, and or our website server, so we can get, you know, we can get our we don't have to start keep leeching off of their their Amazon S3 service, because it is pay per use, and you know, I don't want to run them up any more money if we're going to be hosting it.
And we should hopefully have those online, what, within the next week or two.
I really hope so. The guy who was setting it up, I think he had some personal obligations that he had to attend to, so that's been delayed further. But I really hope we can get this up within, you know, the next week,
and
at least.
That will also see the return of episodes being posted on phbbweekly.net, won't it?
Yes.
All right, so your service interruption should hopefully not last too much longer. Until then, this will hopefully be the last episode, but until then, as always, this episode will be released in a discussion topic on phbbb.com and the phbbb discussion forum, much like episode 163 was. And we would love for you to provide any feedback or questions, comments, anything like that that you would like to share.
Or even suggestions. You know, if you got something that you want us to talk about, please share with us, because we'd love to talk about it.
And we do record these shows non-live, which gives us a little bit of flexibility in terms of when we do it. And if there is anything you would like to be on the podcast about to talk about, whether it be for 5 minutes or 2 hours, okay, maybe not quite that long, but if there's anything you'd like to talk about, please feel free to private message either myself or Sam, and we will do our best to schedule a time that works for all of us so you can speak to your heart's content. And I would additionally like to add that this is our second attempt at PHPBB Weekly thus far, and while we're getting a little bit better, we still have a couple of kinks to work out. Like episode 163 was accidentally released with the 30-second long intro, which was a
my fault.
Which was a little bit tiring, but we are hopefully getting those things nailed out. So things will go a little bit smoother in the future. We don't quite have the experience yet that Douglas and David had, but it'll come in time. So until episode 165, which should hopefully be released about 2 weeks after this one, if all luck holds up, we would like to thank you for listening to the podcast and invite you to contribute anything at all you have in the PHPBB discussion forum on phpbb.com. And we are still looking for a nice catchphrase to repeat at the end of the episode, so if you have one, feel free to chime in with that.